how unexpectedly the end can come. Had I even thought such a thing was possible, I might have noticed the warning signs that Friday night, 1 May, when, ironically, I was feeling so at peace with the world. I remember the feeling well, for although a general sense of contentedness is part of a dog's nature, keen awareness of just how fortunate one is comes along less frequently than you might imagine. This was one of those rare moments. I was stretched out on the bed next to my master, Toby. I call him my master, because while there are 4 members of the Monroe family, it is the youngest who treats me with the greatest kindness and consideration. On Friday nights, for instance, Toby, who is allowed to stay up late to read, shares his stash of treats with me. He knows how much I love chocolate, and so he's always sure to have at least one chocolatey delight ready and waiting for me. Some of my readers have written expressing their concern about the potentially detrimental effects of chocolate on dogs, to which I can only say that while it is true some dogs have been known to become ill from eating chocolate, others have not. Luckily, I fall into the latter category. Also, I hasten to remind my readers that I, like the books I have written, am a work of fiction. Parenthetical digression aside, I return to that Friday evening in May when I lay happily snuggled up next to my favorite boy, my mouth blissfully tingling from the lingering taste of my favorite food, a chocolate cupcake with cream in the middle. Yum! Toby's hand rested on my head, which in turn rested on his outstretched legs. The warm spring breeze wafted through the open window, gently carrying Toby's voice as he read to me. Toby is the kind of reader who devours books, and long books at that, unlike his older brother Pete, whose reading is limited to a series of truly gross horror novels called Flesh Crawlers. Believe me, I know they're gross. I chewed on one once, and the cheap glue they use on the bindings made me sick as a, you should pardon the expression, dog. Give me literature any day. Lulled by Toby's voice, I remember thinking how perfect my life seemed at that moment. My best friend, Chester, had undoubtedly settled himself in on the brown velvet armchair in the living room below and was now contentedly sleeping or shedding or reading. He, like Toby, is a voracious reader, which may surprise you given that he's a cat. But again, in the world of fiction, anything is possible. Consider the other 2 members of the Monroe Menagerie. Howie, a wire-haired dachshund puppy, who Chester maintains is part werewolf, and Benicula, a rabbit with fangs.